Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, 33a. And we're holding on the third line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Abaye Mesader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara Valiba de Abashol. For those of you that say Kabbonis every morning, this should be very, very familiar to you. In fact, our Gemara is going to be word for word, Abaye Ham Mesader, which we say in the middle of the Kabbonis. What Abaye is telling us is, the Seder, the sequence of the setting up and the bringing of the Kabbonis every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. And what it says is, Abaye Mesader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara. He was Mesader the Marocha, Marocha being the Marocha, the fire that was on top of the Mizbeach. And he said in the name of the Gemara. What means in the name of the Gemara? After all, this is the Gemara. Well, what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, the fourth line from the top, Mona Seder Avoides Shal Kol Yoim V'Yoim, Mishmei de Gemara, the Kule Yeshiva de Rabbanon de Bei Midrasha. In other words, there was a lengthy discussion about the sequence of the various avoidos in the Beis HaMikdash. By the time Abaye was around, this is already, unfortunately, a couple of hundred years, 200, 300, 400 years after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, there was no one around that remembered exactly the sequence. So they had to figure it out based on Psukim. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 68 or year 70, what have you. Abaye probably lived around the year 300, 350, 400, something along those lines. So we're talking about 250, 300 years later. And therefore, there was a fairly lengthy discussion of Beis HaMikdash, which may have taken a day, a week, a month, whatever. And finally, they came up with some sort of consensus. And now Abaye is saying it in name of the Talmidim. We had this Gemara already earlier, and Rashi, back on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, added two words, and he said that it was Mishmei de Rabbi Seinu. If you were Mishmei de Rabbi Sov. If you look back on Rashi, Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi is four lines from the bottom of the Amud. It's what we call 14b. Mishmei de Gemara. Dava Mikubal Mikol B'nei HaYeshiva Shekiblu Mirabbi Seyem. In other words, everybody distilled, brought together their recollections and their memories, whatever notes they may have written, put it all together from their Rebbes, and based on that we have now what is a fairly unanimous formula as to the sequence. But it's not totally unanimous, because the Gemara says it's Mishmei de Abba Shol. Why? Because the Rabbanan, in fact, disagree on one major prat, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah, another 8 to 10 lines. So, let's go through the sequence. Number one, Marocha Gedoyla Koydemis L'Marocha Shniyah Shol K'tayus. On top of the Mizbeach, our Braisa, or not really a Braisa, it's a member from Abaye, says that there were two Marochais, when we get to Mesechtes Tamir, Mesechtes Midois, there were in fact more Marochais, three or four, a Machloikis. But for our purposes, we're only dealing with the two. The Marocha Gedoyla, of course, was the major fire on top of the Mizbeach, on which you put throughout the day the Aymarin, those are the Chalavim of all the Kabbanis, as well as the Eivorim from all the Kabbanis Oila, such as the Tamid Shel Shachar, as well as the Kemitza of the Karban Mincha. That was a major fire that was burning constantly. And then you had the Marocha Shniyah Shel Ketores, which was a much smaller fire off to the side in the corner, and the purpose of that was to go and produce charcoal, so that every single day, when they were makdir the ketores, that's the incense, in the Mizbeach HaPanimi, inside the Heichol, the Mizbeach over there was empty, flat on top, there was no activity. If you want to go and burn incense, you have to have the charcoal, the coals. So they brought the coals every single day, twice, once in the morning, once in the evening, when they were makdir the ketores, that evening, afternoon, and they brought in the charcoals from the Marocha Shnia on the major Mizbeach, that's major, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, out in the Azara. A Kohen would go and pick up some of those coals with a machta, with a the pan, and a fire pan, and bring them into the Heichol, and they put the Ketores on, and that was the Ketores. So, bottom line is, we have two Marochas. Every morning, the first Marocha that they set up was a Marocha Gedola. After that Marocha Gedola was all set up, and nice and tidy, and everything is fine, then they went and set up the second Marocha, the Marocha Shniyah Shel Ketores. After they finished that, the Marocha Shniyah Shel Ketores was Koydemus Asidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim. The next thing that they did was they brought in the two gezira eitzim, two logs. They brought it from the lishkasa eitzim, and they placed it on the marocha gedola. After the siddur shnei gezira eitzim, koidem l'kiddushin mizbeach hapanimi. The next thing that took place was that someone went into the heichal and cleared off and cleaned off the top of the mizbeach hapanimi to prepare it for the eventual burning of the ketores later that morning. So somebody had to clean up. There wasn't a major cleanup because we're not talking about huge amount of ash. The only thing that was burned was some incense as well as the charcoals themselves. So whatever was left, whatever ash, swept it up and you took it out. What did you do with it? We learned already in the Gemara before that they placed that again on the floor next to the kevesh and it was swallowed up magically and miraculously by the floor of the Azara. As well as we continue on, V'dishim Mizbeach HaPanimi, that took place Koidim L'Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. Every single day they had to be Meitaves HaMenoira. Meita means to go and clean it out from whatever wicks and residue was left. And then after that, of course, to go and fill it up with new oil and new wicks, like we do for Hanukkah. So this was a daily event. There were seven lights altogether on the Menoira. So first they were Meitav five of the lights. And after that they took a break. And then they did the other remaining two. What's the reason why they weren't Meitav all the seven together? We'll see Mechem on the Amud Beis and Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So far we've had the Dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi. They cleared out the Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach in the Heichel. That was Koidim L'Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. That was done before the cleaning out of the five Neiros, the five out of the seven. And after they completed that, L'Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, Koidim L'Dam HaTomet. Now they come into the Azara for the first time to do the Dam HaTomet. What's the definition of the Dam HaTomet? Rashi says, both the Shechita and the Zrika. It had to be both because we didn't even mention the Tomet until now. So all of the things that we spoke about until now were all preparatory. And now we're getting down to business. Okay, let's bring in the Karm Tomet for the Shechita and of course the Kabbalah Sadam and the Hoylocha and then ultimately the Zrika. And after that was done, Bedama Tomet, Koyin Matovas Shtei Neiros, then we went on to the Koyin went back to the Menoira to finish off the other two Neiros. So notice in between the five and the two, we had the Dam HaTamid, and that's when we finish off the Shtei Neiros, the next thing online is V'Tov Shtei Neiros Koidim L'Toyos. Now the Koyin went into the Heichol together with some of the coals and went and burned the Toyos. Now this is according to Abishol. Right. It's on this Prat that the Rabbonon disagree, on this detail. Which detail? In between the five and the two, the Rabbanan hold it was the Hakrovas or Haktoris Haktoris and not the Dam HaTomet. So that's the only machloikis between Abishol and the Rabbanan that affect this sequence of avoidais, that instead of talking about the Dam HaTomet in between, it was the Haktoris in between.
Can you remind us, according to the Rabbanan, when was the Dam HaTomet offered?
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't bring it here.
We don't have any...
I'm sure it says somewhere, but it doesn't. Okay, it's not addressed in today's Gemara. Maybe it'll be addressed in tomorrow's Gemara. Because tomorrow we're also going to continue on talking about some of these things. But anyway, bottom line is, the Dam HaTomet was in between, according to Abishol. That's why Abai ends off Alibid Abishol. So continuing further, yes.
And the Rabbanan said it was
Ketores in between.
Ketores in between. Mm-hmm. And what did you say about the Dishon Mizbeach? That was
they cleaned up the Mizbeach.
Where was that? That should have been the first.
That's the golden one. That's the golden Mizbeach.
That was right. But I'm talking about the Dishon of the Mizbeach Chitzon.
If what you're asking is about the Trumas Hadeshen,
right?
How come that is not mentioned? After all, the Trumas Hadeshen was the very first thing that was done every day, and that's why they had the first pious every single day.
Right.
So that's a major, major omission. Shkoyach,
right.
Brother Shai, for bringing this up, because in fact, it's the Toisis is Kashi. If you look at the second Toisis, Abaye Mesade Marocha Teimuli, Amayle Kachoshim Nami Trumas Hadeshen, Tavi Nami Tchiles Avoided Yimame. Shouldn't that have been number one? What's going on? Why are we leaving out the Trumas Hadeshen? And you'll recall further that as a result of the pious people didn't want to come anymore, people overslept, and then they said, you know what, we'll give them two more avoiders. And that incentive was to go and give them the Sidra HaMarocha and the putting on of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So the second and the third we mention. We don't even mention Trumas Hadeshen. Ikar Chosim and HaSefer. That's your question. So Tosis gives two answers.
As you recall, the first mission that dealt with the timing of the Trumas Hadeshen said that every day of the year it took place at Kros HaGever. Machloik is what Gever means. And the Mishnah said, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later, but approximately Kros HaGever, which itself is approximately Amud HaShachar, which, as you know, is 72 minutes before Netzacham. But that's on a daily basis. However, if you're talking about on Yom Kippur, it was already Mechatzois, because of the Chushu de Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol was fasting that day, so we started off this Avodah earlier. And then we said that on the Yom Tovim, on the Regalim, we started from Ashvoidah Sarishoina, which was at 10 o'clock. Why? Because everybody started coming in and packing into the Azara early, because they all had to go and bring their Kabbonis on the Yom Tovim. So, bottom line is, Hilkoch says Toisis, Lekachoshiv Lo, that's why we don't mention it, we don't enumerate the Trumas Hadeshen. So you have to go to Bein Ola Bein Hani, the Kachoshev. The whole purpose of these, the mentioning and enumerating all of these avoides, is because each one of them came up one after the other, after the other, after the other. So you're wondering, okay, which is first, which is second, which is third, which is fourth. That's why we have the lengthy list over here. And then we say at the end of the list, says Toises, we didn't mention Trumas Hadeshen because very often that was not together with the list. Very often that was 2 or 3 hours earlier. On Yom Kippur, that was at 12 o'clock. During the Golem, was at 10 o'clock. And they're not even thinking about the Sidur HaMaroch and the Shnei Gziri Eitzim until 4, 5, 6 o'clock later on. And so therefore, that's why it's not mentioned. It happened one after the other in sequence. So that's number one. Since Trumas Hadeshen is always done at the earliest, at the latest, at Amud HaShachar time, and Yom Kippur and Regalim, it's done much, much earlier. So therefore, it's Ikar Mitzvos B'Laila. Aval Hani, Yibolim Avdina B'Yama, Yimimama Harishus B'Yada. But as far as all the others are concerned, you could have waited Mitzad Ikar Hadin for the Marach Yidoy, the Marach Hashniyah, the Dishan, and all the rest. You could wait until daybreak, until after Netzachama. There was no immediacy that you had to do it during the night. So, that's why Trumas Hadeshen is separate, special on its own. But let's get back to the list that we are dealing with in our Gemara. So we're finished now with the Hatovas Shtei Neirois, and after the Hatovas Shtei Neirois, Koidim Lektoidus. That's the first time they marked the Lektoidus that day, that morning. Uktoidus Kedem Levarim. After they finish with Lektoidus, they come out, and by this time, the Kahanim, and even the Zorim, that were busy with the Hefshet V'Nituach, apparently have now completed the Hefshet V'Nituach. And now we say to the Kahanim, okay, now you can go and bring the Evorim to the Mizbeach. Or if the Evorim were brought to the Mizbeach already earlier, now we can take the Evorim and put them on the Mizbeach. And Evorim the Mincha. We're not talking about a general Mincha. We're talking specifically the Minchas Nesachim that you bring with every Korban Oila. That Mincha is different than your normal Mincha, because a normal Mincha, you only put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. But the Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha, is totally on the Mizbeach, just like a Minchas Kohen. It's Kol Tia, you put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So now we get to that Korban Mincha. After the Mincha, you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, logically the next thing should be the Nisach HaYayin. No. Before we get to Nisach HaYayin, Mincha LaChavitim. The next thing is the Chavitim. What is the Chavitim? That's the special Korban that the Kohen Gadol brought twice a day, Machtzisa B'Boike, Machtzisa B'Arav, and that was the Chavitim at this time. That's also Kula Kol, also goes on the Mizbeach. After the Chavitim, we get to the Nesachim. The Nesachim, we go and pour out the wine in the corner. And after the Nesachim, if it happens to be Shabbos or Rish Chodesh or Yontif, now we bring the Karban Musaf. And assuming that it's Shabbos, after the Musafim comes the Bazichen. Bazichen means the Shtei Bazichen Levoina, those two small cups or ladles, teaspoons of the voina that you had on top of the marochis of the lechem upon him. You took these two bezichim and you brought them now to go and burn in the mizbeach achitzoin. O bezichim letomish ben aboyim, after the bezichim is over, especially if it's Shabbos, we're not bringing any nedorim or nedovois. So now it's time for tomish ben aboyim. Shenema v'hikter aleha chel v'yashlam aleha hashlem kol hakabbat skulan. And with this we have finished the entire enumeration of all the kabbanas that were brought on a daily basis, and particularly on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Of course, throughout the year, other than Shabbos and Yom Tov, you had lots of fillers in between, after the Karm Tamashul Shachar, many people would come in to bring their private olos and their private shlamim, and other people were bringing their chatois and their ashamois, and other people brought up a chor, metamasa, etc., etc. But we're talking about the minimum after we finished having the Tamid Shul Shachar and all the Nesachim. Now you brought the Karm Musaf, and after the Musaf, we're going to have the Tamid Shul Bein Abay. Now says the Gemara Shinem, because it says in the Pasuk, Hikter Oleha Chalvei Hashlamim, Oleha Hashlim Kolei Kavanas Kulan. On the surface, it almost sounds like that the drasha of Chazal is that the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim, Oleha Hashlim, this is the final thing, the buck stops here, we're now done, Rabbi Yisai, close the door, send everybody home, we're finished with all the Kabbalists that day. However, Rashi points out that this Victor Oleha Chalvei Hashlamim is not a pasuk written by the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim. In fact, it's a pasuk that is written in the Torah by the Tamid Shul Shachar. And what is it saying there for? Well, what's the raya then that the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim is the final carbon? Nothing after that, with the exception of Erev Pesach. But what's the reason, what's the drush of Chazal? So Rashi explains, the Oleh Hashlim means that the Tamid Shul Shachar is different than the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim. Because after the Tamid Shul Shachar is finished, Oleha, after it, Hashlim, now bring all your other Kabbanis that you intend bringing that day. But it's only Oleha. It's only on the carbon of the Tamid Shul Shachar. But when you're talking about the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim, you cannot be mashlim any other kabbanis, because by the time you brought the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim, that's the end of the kabbanis for that day. Except again, the only exception would be on Erev Pesach. So therefore, the Oleha Hashlim means on the Tamid Shul Shachar, be mashlim. Bring in your kabbanis, Rabbi Yisai, Shnel, you want to bring kabbanis, bring them now, Oleha, on the Tamid Shul Shachar. Because by the time you get the Tamid Shul Bein Abayim, you cannot bring any more carbon after that. Okay, so this is the lengthy maimer of Abaya, and now the Gemara is going to go through each and every one of them, showing the makor, showing the basis, the source of why we go through this sequence. It says, Omama. How do I know the sign? It says in the pasuk, "He who oila al moita al mizbeach kol alayla ad aboyker," and the pasuk finishes off, "The eisha mizbeach tukad boy." So now the pasuk is referring to lechayra two separate fires. The word moita means a fire. So "He who oila al moita," it's on the fire, "al mizbeach kol alayla ad aboyker," and then we continue on, "The eisha mizbeach tukad boy." I know that there's an Eishem Mizbeach Tukad Boy. I just said that. See, Oyla Al Moita Al Mizbeach. So why am I repeating again that there is a Tukad Boy, a Moita on the Mizbeach? So it comes to tell you, the first Moita Al Mizbeach is a Maracha Gedoyla. And in addition to that, there's also an Eishem Mizbeach Tukad Boy. That's the secondary Eish. That's Zumaracha Shnia Shel Ketayrus. So, since the Torah lists them, the Oila, the big Maracha Gedoyla first, and the second Maracha second, so that's why we have that sequence. Maybe I should go and switch it around. Now, when the Gemara asks we should switch it around, it doesn't mean that we should switch around Pshat in this Pasuk. It's crystal clear that the first part of the Pasuk is talking about the Maracha Gedoyla. How do I know? Because the first part of the Pasuk is talking about the Oila. Oila means the carbon oil. Al Moita, al Mizbeach, kol alayla. There's only one maracha where you can go and put korbanos kol alayla, hekter chalom beivorim kol alayla, and that's of course the big maracha. The small maracha, the maracha shnia, was only used twice a day when they took off the coals and they put them on to the mizbeach hapanimi for the ketores. So therefore, it's crystal clear that the pshat in the pasuk is that the first half is talking about the big maracha gedoyla and then the maracha shnia. The eipach hano is not on reinterpreting the pasuk, but the Gemara asks, just because the pasuk lists them in this order doesn't necessarily mean that that's the sequence of the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash was that you first were mesader the seder maracha of the maracha shnia shel ketores, and after that the maracha of the big maracha for the kabbalas. Says the Gemara, mistavra al pi svara maracha gedoyla adifa. Why? Shekin kaparos maruba. Because the Maracha Gedoyla is so much more significant than the Marocha Shniya Shok Titus, because the Kabarasa Maruba, meaning that every single day countless karbonas are being brought on the Mizbeach to be Mechaper, and even the carbon oila, which is not principally for kapara, but also secondarily, it's mechaper for mitzvahs asay and alava nitik lasay. So you have tremendous atonement which is effected by the marocha gedoyla. Mash enke the marocha sheyeshok tayis. It's avad. It's a great achiyev. It's a big kavod and all the rest. But it doesn't rise to the kapras merubah. Zok yimari no, but I have a svara faket. Adra marocha shniya adifish ki mechlisen mi mena lefnim. Yeah, after all, the Marocha Gedoyla is all fine and dandy, but it's all in the Azar. Here, talking about Toidus, it's going lefnim, inside the Heichel. Oh, that's really big time, if you will. So maybe that's the reason why it should get priority in sequence. Says, I hear what you have to say, yeah, it's, and there's no question this is a matter of great significance, that you're taking it into the Heichel, but it still doesn't trump or supersede the inyan of the Kaparas Maruba, which is even more significant. Viboy Yisei might even have another pshat. My another pshat is that sometimes the Marocha Gedoyla was used by default to supply the coals for the Marocha Shniya Shel Ketoyis. Viboy Yisei Me'ilay Mashkech Itzen Marocha Shniya Me'ilay Ma'ayil Me'Marocha Gedoyla. What the Gemara is saying is, what happens if there's a shortage of wood? So you can say, how could there ever be a shortage of wood? Because let's say it's now during winter time and all the wood is moist. You need, obviously, wood that is dried out. As well as, throughout the year, whenever they were taking out the wood from the Dir HaEitzim, Lishkas HaEitzim, there had to be Kehanim before that that checked them all out to make sure that there were no worms. It could be a year with a very wormy season. So at least theoretically, there might have been a shortage of wood. What are you going to use the wood for? Obviously for the Marocha Gedoyla, because that's something that you need at all times. So what are we going to do with the Ketoyis? We'll, in a sense, borrow a few coals from the Marocha Gedoyla and we'll take them into the Heichel. We won't have that day a second Marocha. I need a few coals, no problem. So we'll shovel out a few coals. The Marocha Gedoyla is able to afford it, if you will. So therefore, even for the Marocha Gedoyla, sometimes we take lifnim. So that mala that the Marocha Shniya has over the Marocha Gedoyla is not such a mala, because Marocha Gedoyla sometimes has that mala as well. We continue on. Marocha Shniya Shel Ketoyis is Kedemus Asidu Shnei Gziri Eitz. Minolan, how do I know that the Marocha Shniya of Ketoyis goes before being Mesadar the two logs? Dichsiv says in the Pasuk Gizantayt, Uvir Oleha HaKoyen Eitzim BaBoiker BaBoiker. It says in the Pasuk that the Kohen goes and he's Mevayer Oleha. Oleha meaning on the Marocha, on the Mizbeach, the Kohen sets up the two logs every single morning. Now it says Oleha. Says Yimara, what does Oleha come to tell us? Oleha v'loi al chaverta. Mechlal de'isa l'chaverta. Ah, there are already two Marochis on the Mizbeach. One is the Marocha Gedoyla, and the other one is the smaller Marocha Shniya Shel Ketoyis. So now the Kohen is bringing up the Eitzim, and he asks us, tell me, which Marocha should I put the Eitzim on? So we say, Aleha! Aleha meaning on the big one. Alei Al-Chaberta, not on the smaller one. Ah, so from this I see that there was already a second one in existence, because if there was no Marocha Shniya, then he wouldn't ask which one I should have put up. What do you mean, which one? There's only one. So the Aleha tells Aleha Alei Al-Chaberta. It's a chassimen that the Marocha Shniya was kredemes l'sidish ne'gziriyat. Freitim of Aleha miboy le'le gufei. Don't I need the Aleha just for the simple pshat and pasik? Uvir Aleha koin eitzim boy. Where should the koin put the eitzim b'boiker b'boiker? I might have thought maybe he should go and store it on the side of the Mizbech, on top of the Mizbech, next to the Koronais. If and when we need more wood, we're going to... So I need a Vir Aleo to put it on the Marocha. So I need a Legufe. Says Yimori, you're right, but Trei Aleo Ksivi. It says the word Aleo in the Pasuk twice. And in fact, when we look at the Pasuk now, we'll see that it says Aleo three times. Yesh Bechlal Masai Imanu. Within three times, you have two times. So why does it repeat it two times or three times? To tell you one time, legufe, yeah, you put it on the Marocha, and also le'avolei lechaverta. We're these two, three times, if you look at number one. Vo'eish alem izbeach tukat boi le'sichbe uve'er o leha, that's one. Akoyin eitzim ha'boiker boiker. Vo'orach o leha ho'oyle is number two. Vehikter o leha chel v'yashlavim, you have three altogether. within the three, you certainly have two, and therefore one tells us legufe, and one tells us aleh abu le'achavet.
What is it? So they're putting the two logs on. What is meant by this misadya de maracha? What activity in more detailed terms? What activity that involved when you're misadya de maracha? What does that mean?
Making
the entire night, there was lots of hekter chalav nevarim going on.
Right.
By the time you got there in the morning, there was lots of ash, lots of embers, and lots of charcoal still left. Right. Still, whatever was still
glowing
exactly. So now it was probably all spread out. There were probably sparks. Some of the ash fell to the right and to the left, and some of the embers fell off, and some of the charcoals, and some of the avarim. So somebody had to misader it, you know, to go make it nice and pretty and
okay,
set it up.
Structured, okay.
Yes, the structure.
So what does the third aleha come to teach us?
So aleha comes to tell us two things. Number aleha, when the kohen gets the kibbutz every morning to take the two logs, he shouldn't just put it to the right, to the left, to the on the marach itself.
Right.
Number one. And number two, since there are two marachos, I would think maybe he's supposed to put in a maracha shniya. No. Aleha means on the principal maracha and not on the additional one.
So the third, the reason why there's three alehas in the pasuk.
The Gemara does not tell us about the third; it only tells us about two of them.
That's what.
If you want to know what the third one is, the Ritva and other Rishonim address that issue.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And then I believe it says Lo Sicha there, right?
Lo Sicha. Actually, so twice. Yeah, continue.
Right. So does that mean we have the Ner Tamid, we have in the Shul, based on the fact that it says Lo Sicha, right? That it shouldn't go off.
Okay.
So is that only on the Maracha Shnia of the Ketor?
Only Maracha Rishon, Maracha Ketor. Maracha Shnia of the Ketor could go out all the time.
That's what one thing, but here, but we're learning, it says on that Pasuk.
On Lev
Le'achaveta?
Right. Because we're talking about the Seder. Remember, if you go back into the Siddur tells us Maracha Gedoyla Koydemus Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, and then the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores is before the Siddur Shnei Gzir Yaitzim. Who said maybe right after the Maracha Gedoyla you will Masada Maracha Gedoyla immediately put on the Shnei Gzir Yaitzim,
right.
And we're going to do the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores later on.
Right.
So the Gemara tells us I have to show you that there is already the existence of Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores on the Mizbeah, and now that's why the Aleh is telling us. Mister, use your brains. Don't go and put the Eitzim on the Maracha Shnia, because they're both right in front of them. You got that big one there in the middle, and then you got the mini one there on the side. Where should I put them? Aleha, v'loy al chaverta. But if the chaverta didn't exist yet, then he wouldn't ask the question, right. Where should I put it? Put it there in the middle. Where do you think you put it?
Right, but it also is Ve'esham is back to Chalbo.
Yes.
Zumaracha Shnia Shel Torah.
Correct.
Yeah. It's not the continuation of the Pasuk. Say,
los but look at the difference between the first part of the pasuk and the second. The first part of the pasuk, he oil on white on mizbeach, kol halayla adaboyker. That's burning the entire night until the morning. The other one is veish mizbeach tukad by that maracha is also eish, but it doesn't say how extensive and how intensive and how long that eish is. And that eish only lasted when they needed it at the time of the first ketores and the second ketores. Loisichba means that you and I are now allowed to extinguish it. But if it extinguishes it on its own, in other words, it goes out eventually, nobody's over any isser. There's no mitzvah of a 24-hour burning eish tamid by the second
Maracha Shnei.
Exactly. And the Gemara continues on. V'halpman yetz, hadrabi shvei, which you can mix with my fnim. Okay, we already said that. Next. Siddur Shnei Gzir Yetzim. We're next to the Toisus, which begins Ein Mavir and Alamitzus. Says the Gemara, Siddur Shnei Gzir Yetzim is Kodim L'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. After you put on the two logs on the big maracha, now the Koyin goes to, by the way, it doesn't have to be the same person, right. There could be multiple people, but we're talking about the sequence.
And on Yom Kippur, it was all the Koyin
Golo. So now what happens? Now we go now to do the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Somebody goes into the Heichel to go and sweep up and clear off the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. What the Mar means to say is, if one of the two would say babaiker baiker, and the other one says only one time baiker, then the svara would be, since it says here twice babaiker, and this says once, then presumably that twice means do it even earlier, ten boikroi li baiker. Don't do it morning, but do it morning even before the morning. Mashenk, and the other one is just morning. But here, both of them say babaiker babaiker. Now, where does it say babaiker babaiker twice? So we already had the first pasuk 5 lines ago. Uvir aleh hakoyin eitzim babaiker babaiker. So that's twice. That's just Siddush Negzirietim. And here too we have Baboiker Baboiker. Where's the Pasuk here? So we have number 3 on the side. V'hikter Olav Aharon Ketoiris Samim Baboiker Baboiker Peitivoy Esaneirois Yakti Rena. You may have it on the other side. But you can always look in with me, you know. Ed, you and I, we are
bonded.
We're bonded. So you have over here this third pasuk here. Take a look. Now, this pasuk conflates or puts together both the Ketores Samim as well as the Hatoves HaMenoira. Both of those took place Baboiker Baboiker. Aha. So even though it would appear that the focus of the pasuk is Victor of Aharon, Ketores Samim, Baboiker Baboiker, our Gemara is interpreting the Baboiker Baboiker on the second part, Beitivoy Es HaNeiros. Actually, I'm sorry. Our Gemara is now going to focus on neither the Haktores HaKtores nor the Hatovas HaMenoira, but we're going to talk about the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. And as Rashi explains, because you cannot put Ketores on the Mizbeach until you first clean it off, right? Friday night you had a big oilam at your home, and if there's still crumbs and stuff on the table, you cannot go and set up Shabbos morning nice cutlery and nice crockery on the table until it's all cleaned up. So you can't go and set up the Ketores on the Mizbeach until you do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. And here too it says Baboiker Baboiker. So I have two Baboikers regabe the case of the Siddur Shtegziriyetzim. And I have two Baboikers on the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, or at least the purpose of the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is Ketores. So therefore, it's now the same. Two Baboikers here, two Baboikers here. So how do I know which one goes first? Says Yimara Filahochi, Machshir is Odif. Nevertheless, Machshir comes first. What means Machshir? Machshir Mainiu. That's the Shnei Gzirayitzim. They're the ones that are going to be Machshir and prepare the Ketores for being burned. You can't go and burn Ketores without Eitzim. So that's the Machshir. That's the necessary preparation for the Haktores Haktores. So, that being the case, since Baboiker Baboiker, they're exactly the same in that respect, I have to choose now, which one do I prepare the Gziri Eitzim first? In other words, prepare, put them down on the Marocha. Or do I do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi? The Machshir comes first because I'm going to need the Eitzim for the Marocha, for the burning of the Ketores. And now the Gemara asks an obvious question. Vo'amrith, didn't you say a minute ago that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim were not put on the Marocha Shnia, but they were the Marocha Gedoyla Azli? So these are not the Machshirim for the Ketores. The Machshirim for the Ketores are the coals of the Marocha Shnia, not the Marocha Rishayna. So the Gemara gives three answers. Omer of Yirmiyah. Shum Eitzim. Shum Eitzim means like Shem Eitzim. Shem means it's the same name of Eitzim. Meaning, you're right, these two specific logs, which you put on the Marocha Rishayna, they are not going to be brought for the Mektoris inside. However, their brothers and their cousins, other Eitzim, will be brought. And since Eitzim are all part of the Eitzim family, so to speak, so we give cover to the Eitzim that they're the Machshir and they're going to be number one. Well, number one in terms of before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Where Ravina Omar Hoyu v'Hischel b'Marocha Gomer. After all, we've been busy now for the last few minutes with Marocha Rishonim, Marocha Shnia, Hishne Gziri Eitzim. Now we want to go do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. You know, it would make sense. First, let's finish off what we're doing here on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Once we're done with that, then we're going to go into the Heichel to go and clean off the Mizbeach HaPnimi. A very logical svar. Rav Ashi Omar, the same halacha, the same svar that we gave a few lines ago. Ilay Mashkech. Since as a default, just in case the Marocha Shnia has no Eitzim, it's all burned up, there are no Eitzim left in the Dira Eitzim, for whatever reason. So what are you going to do about the Ketores? You're going to go and take some of the coals from the Marocha Rishon, the Marocha Gedoyla. So, Mela, that's why these two logs, the Gziri Eitzim, they have priority in sequence over the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Good. So let's continue on. V'dishim mizbeach avnimi koinu latoves chomesh neirois my taima. Why does that go before the neirois? Omer Abaye, Gemara Gemirna, svara lo yadan. Truth of the matter is, Abaye says, I just have it be Gemara.
Aliyah v'davashol.
of course, I have this Masayra, but Tzvar Le'edana, but there really is no logical reason, no basis, no pasik, no nothing. That's how we were makabel from our Rebbe's, like Rashi said on Daf Yedali, Mirabi Seinu. That's how we know, and we do it that way. And Rava says, Abai, I'm very surprised that you're saying that, because in fact there is a solid basis for doing the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi before that Tovas Chamesh Neiris. Right. What is that solid reason? Kireish Lakish, the Yomri Shlakish. Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvois. Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvois means when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, don't go and pass by and do something else, or even a second mitzvah. Do the first mitzvah on the spot. Don't push it off. Don't go further. The Gemara is going to bring shortly an example by the case of tefillin. We'll see that in Yerushalayim another few lines. And therefore, says the Gemara, when the Kohen is now going up the Malos, up the steps, he's going through the Ulam, he enters into the Heichal, what does he find first? The Mizbeach Pagabaresha. The first thing that he sees there is the Mizbeach. Why? Because there are three major Klei Shores in the Heichal, three major vessels, if you will. One is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then to the right we're going to have the Shulchan, where you have the Lechem upon him, and to the left you're going to have the Menoida, where they lit the candles every day. They're not candles, but you understand. The first thing he does is he hits the Mizbeach, the Sinai. Shulchan Bitzof, and the Shulchan was on the northern side, meaning to the right. It was removed from the wall by 2.5 Amis, meaning it wasn't flush against the wall, but rather there was space. The reason why there had to be space, Rashi said very simply, because you had to have Kehanim every Shabbos be able to go and approach the Shulchan, remove the lechem upon him, and then new Kehanim to go and put on the new lechem upon him.
Simultaneously.
Exactly. And therefore, you needed room. And Rashi goes into it in a little bit more detail. The menorah had to be bedarim on the left-hand side, in the southern side of the Heichel, Mishucham and Akoysel, Ulzishti Amis and Mechza, the same type of distance that we had for the Shulchan. And Mizmeach, Mamutza V'Oim B'Emtza. The Mizmeach was in between the two. However, it wasn't in between the two in the sense of that it was blocking the vision of one or the other. No. It was Moshech Klapi Chutz Kima. You pulled it towards the entrance way of the Heichel a little bit, and it ended in the mid part of the Heichel, like we've seen in the past, meaning that the Heichel was a total of 40 Amis long from the entrance way of the Heichel till you leave the Heichel to go into the Kodesh Kadosh, was 40 Amis long. So for the first 20 Amis, the Heichel was basically empty. And then when you hit the 20 Amma line, that's where the Mizbeach HaPanimi began. And then after that Mizbeach ended, you saw to the right your Shulchan and the Menorah to the left. Frank Gemara, why do we have to have that it's Moshe Klapi Chutz? But Noik Meladai, why don't we have the Mizbeach Mamish smack in the middle between the two? Since the Pasuk says that the Menorah was opposite the Shulchan or facing the Shulchan, so you need that the two should be able to see each other.
Unobstructed.
If you would have the Mizbeach in between, there would be a major obstruction. That's the Mizbeach. So therefore, it had to be Moshe Kima. So in between the Menorah and the Shulchan, there was nothing that obstructed anything.
There's no thought that the Mizbeach Hazav could have been closer to the Kodesh Kodashim, not toward the entrance, but in fact further
in the other direction. I'm sure they're good with it. I'm sure what was given, but they're probably all based on the Masayra.
Okay.
Amar Rava, Shema Minam Reish Lakish. So Rav is now taking this halacha of Reish Lakish and he's making a practical application. As we know, we, Baruch Hashem, all put on tefillin every day with the exception of Shabbos, Yom Tov, etc. So which tefillin do you put on first? The tefillin Shel Yad or the tefillin Shel Rosh? So I might have thought put the Tefillin Shel Rosh on first because that's the holier one, right? Tefillin Shel Rosh is considered to be holier than the Tefillin Shel Yad because it has two of the three letters of Shakai. We do have two of the three. You have the Shin on both sides, as well as you have the Dalit in the back where you put into that nook, that Kesher in the back of the head. Ah, back of the neck. So that is Shin Dalit, Masha Enkein. The Tefillin Shel Yad only has one. That's the small needle, the small Yod, which is right next to the Bais. So it has more kedusha. However, says Reish Lakish, or says Rava, based on Reish Lakish, Avurei Dara, the word Dara is like the word Zroya. Zroya, of course, means the arm. Atoy Tefta is referring to Toitophis, is referring to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Avurei, to go and pass over the Zroa, the Tefillin Shel Yad, to go and put on the tutefes, to put on the tefillin shel roish, also you're not allowed to do that. Hechiyovitz, what should you do? Midara l'teitefta. First you start over the zroi, and then you go to the teitefta, then to the height. What's the svara? The svara is very simple. How do you attach the tefillin to your arm and to your head? You do it with the remaining hand. For those of us that are righties, you go and put on the tefillin shel yad on the left, using your right hand. And then when you put on the teitefes on the top, then you use the right hand together with the left hand to give it assistance. Ah, so if you look at the human body, which is closer to the right hand? Is the right hand closer to the left hand, or is it closer to the head? And the obvious answer is the two hands are closer to one another. When I say hand, I mean the arms are closer to one another. Ah, Masha Enke, to get from your arm to the head, then you have to extend yourself. So therefore, in terms of Mavir on the mitzvahs, the Zroya comes before the Teitefta, before the Shorash. So here too, says the Gemara, just to complete the thought, says Rava, the reason why the Hatovas HaMenoira takes place after the Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi is because the Kohen, when he comes into the Heichel, the first thing that he sees is the remaining
ash,
good, on top of the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and only subsequent to that will he approach the Menoira, because that's a little bit further on into the Heichel. So,
even though it should have been cleaned already 3 hours before?
Now we're doing the cleaning.
This is the cleaning time.
This is the cleaning time. 3 hours later, we'll be able to...
There's no night shift that comes in and cleans up in the office.
You're the night shift.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're doing fine. So continuing, so getting back to our Gemara, that's why we said on the Omer Aleph that the Dishim Mizbeach HaPanimi is next in line before the Atovas Chamish Neiris. But now we got to the Atovas Chamish Neiris, and that's Kodem L'dam HaTomid, and the Dam HaTomid is Kodem L'Atovas Shtei Neiris. So we have the five, we have the Tomid in the middle, and then we have the Shtei Neiris. Wait till more in my time, of what's the reason for this sequence? Omer Abai, Ahu Baboiker, the Shnei Gziri Eitzim Deloi Tzrichi, Shadinu lehocha. Well, what is Abaye saying? Remember, on the Omer Aleph, we had two separate psukim that said baboiker baboiker. One is uvir oleho hakoyin eitzim baboiker baboiker. That's the shnei gziri eitzim baboiker baboiker. And then we had the other baboiker baboiker beitivo yasaneres yakti rena. So it said also baboiker. So Gemara asked which baboiker baboiker should come first, and the Gemara said machshir odif. The Eitzim or the Machshirim, that should come first. Ah, so what the Gemara is basically saying is that the two Baboikers go and cancel each other out. I have two Baboikers here and two Baboikers there. There's no proof, no evidence whatsoever of which one should go first. So forget about those Baboikers, just go straight to the Inyan of the Machshir.
Well, it's odd, the Torah would write two extra words in two different psukim in order to neutralize them. It's,
I don't know. You have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right. Send them an email at kodeshbaruchhu.com and ask him. But Lamaisa, there's no question that vis-a-vis these two items, you cannot prove from the two Baboikers and Baboikers themselves which one goes first. Now, perhaps from these two Baboikers, you learn that other avoiders come later on. But at least between these two, it says two Baboikers cancel each other out. Now the next question is, so what do you do with the babaikers? So Abaye says, now these two babaikers are ibrik. Ibrik means that they are superfluous. And like you have very often in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that when you don't need them, if you don't need them here, so we're going to share the wealth and export them to somewhere else. So where are we going to export them to? Says Abaye, these two babaikers, shadinu, we're going to throw them lahacha into our two cases here. Chad shadu l'atovas chomish neirois. We're going to throw one onto the atovas chomish neirois. The likadmi l'dam hatomid, so that precedes in sequence the dam hatomid. V'chad shadu, the other one we're going to go and throw to the dam hatomid, the nekadmi, so that should go and precede in sequence l'atovas shtei neirois. Okay, so what's the cheshbon? Chad shadu l'atovas chomish neirois to the likadmi l'dam hatomid. How does that work? D'hocha t'losa v'hocha trei. Now I'm going to have three against two. Now why am I going to have three against two? So Rashi explains. Because the first one, that's a Tovas Chomish Neiris, we still have the benefit of the Pasuk on the Omer Aleph that says, Beitivoy Esa Neiris. In fact, we have it here in number 2 in the Torah Ora Shalem. V'hikter olav aharim k'toyres samim ba'boiker ba'boiker be'tivoy es ha'neirois. Oh, so it says by the hatobes ha'neirois, two times ba'boiker, so far two, but now I'm throwing one extra one, which I don't need by the shnei gziri etzim. So if I add one more to two, how much do I get if I add one to two? I get three. Exactly right. It's approximately.
It's approximately.
The hachat losi, he have three. The hachat rei. Now we also threw one to the dama tamid. The dama tamid is every single morning. Es a keves o echot tase baboiker. That is only one baboiker. But now I added one more boiker because I threw one off from the shnei gziri etzim. So now I have three against two. Three goes against two, and of course the three wins. So that's why we have now the Chomish Neiros, Atobus Chomish Neiros, before the Damatam. V'chad shad le Damatamit, delikadmei latobus Shteineros. And I throw one onto the Damatamit so that it should be before the Shteineros. Because Avagav de Hocha Trey, by the Damatamit now I have two, like we just explained a moment ago. Because the Damatamit has its own Esakivus Echotase Ba'poiker, that's one. And now I threw one off from the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, so now we have two. Avagav de Hocha Trey, V'Hocha Trey, and here I also have two. What was the two? The fact, the same pasuk again. The hiktol of aharon ketoyres samim baboiker baboiker. So now it's two against two. Same type of stalemate that we had on the omid aleph. Chaper is odif. Since I have the question of which one should come first, the dama tamid or the shtei nerois, the dama tamid is a machaper. It's an oila, and Rashi says even though it's an oila, but oila is machaper on essay loisesh shenita klase. So therefore, it's considered to be a machaper. The carbon, the hadlokas amenorah, hatovas amenorah doesn't involve any kapara per se. So this goes first.
Why is it split up? I mean, it's 5 and 2. It's 6 and 1.
We're
going
to talk about 5 and 2, 6 and 1, 4 and 3. Okay. We're going to talk about that another few lines.
Okay. What is it that you said earlier? They cancel one another.
You have two against two.
Yeah, but we have a place for them. We have. We say the more. Understands that one goes uses for one purpose and the other uses it for the other purpose.
Okay, so if you deal with me for just one moment, thank you. Here we're going to stop here for a moment. Omelet Papa. So okay. Put your finger here, Omelet Papa. Let's go back to the Omelet Aleph for us just for a moment. And back in the Omelet Aleph, we had. Okay, fine. So about 10, you see where the Toises begins, Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Okay, on that same line in the Gemara, it says, Sider Shnei Gziri Eitzim, Koidem L'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Two Eitzim come before the cleaning of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Says the Gemara, Avagav the Hochik Sib Baboiker Baboiker. What is it, Baboiker Baboiker? That's the Pasuk that is brought. Right. Higher up on the Amid, which says Uvir Oleh HaKoyin, the six lines earlier, Uvir Oleh HaKoyin, Eitzim Boikim Boikim. So that's Shnei Gziri, Eitzim Boikim Boikim. V'Hach Sivin here also says by the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi Baboikim Baboikim. Now where does it say that? That's in number 3. It says V'Hikta Hava Harn K'toyresam Baboikim Baboikim.
Right, so Ma'asher Adif.
Oh, says the Gemara, and since the two, we have no proof from the number of boikers which comes first, so the two basically cancel each other out.
And therefore, that leaves them empty.
That leaves them superfluous. Available for further drushes. Okay. And that's what we're bringing now in the Amid. Okay. It's good. Thank you. So getting back to our Gemara now, that's how Abaye learned Pshat. So remember, what did Abaye do with the two extra baboikers? One he threw onto the chamesh neirois, and the other one onto the dam hatamid. Omli rapapa le'abaye, the aima, I agree in principle with what you're doing, but maybe we should throw chad shadja ledishan mizbeach hapnimi, the nekadme the dam hatamid, the hochat losa, the hochat trei. The chad shadja le dam hatamid, the niktoim lahatovas chamesh neirois. What the Gemara is saying is, maybe we should go and mix up a little bit the sequence here. What did we have in terms of the sequence until now? We had the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. After that we had the Hatovas Chomesh Neirois. And after that we had the Dam HaTomid. What the Gemara wants to do is leapfrog the Dam HaTomid and bring it before the Chomesh Neirois. Let's have Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. then we're going to have the Dama Tamid, and then we're going to have the Atovis Chomesh Neiros. By the way, that means that since we're taking the Dama Tamid and we're putting it earlier on in the line, right after the Chomesh Neiros, we're going to have the Atovis Shtei Neiros, 5 and then 2. And that's going to bother the Gemara in another few lines. How can you do that? Don't you have to have something being mafsik in between? We're going to get to that shortly. But in the meantime, that's Rapapa's question. Instead of throwing one onto the Hatovas Chomish Neiros and then one onto the Dama Tamid, let's throw one onto the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi and bring the Hatovas Chomish Neiros, I'm sorry, and bring the Dama Tamid so that it should precede online the Hatovas Chomish Neiros. So I'm going to wrap up with Rabbi. Ve'im Echad Shadu the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Nekadmi the Dama Tamid, that now the Dama Tamid is now earlier in line, because the way we have it after Dishmin is Meir HaPnimi is the Hatovas Chomish Neiros. No. Let's go from Dishmin is Meir HaPnimi and go then the Dama Tamid. Now what's the Svara? The Hochat Losa, the Hochat Rei. Because by the Dishmin is Meir HaPnimi, we're going to have three. We're going to have its own two. That's the Baboiker, Beitibus Aneris Yakti Rena. That refers to the Ktoiris, and therefore the Dishun Mizbech HaPnimi, which is in preparation for the Ktoiris. It has its own two, Baboiker. And now we're throwing one from the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, so now it's going to have three altogether. And the Kalmid and Dama Tomid, because the Dama Tomid will only have two altogether. Dama Tomid has its own Boiker. And then we add to that the second Boiker from the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So this will be three, and this will be two. We already threw one into the Dama Tamid. That's the second one. That will come before the Chomish Neiros. One second. When I'm throwing one onto the Dama Tamid, Dama Tamid has its own. It now has a second one from the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. But the Tovas Chomish Neiros also has its own two. That's Beit Tivoy Asaneris. That's Baboike Baboike Beit Tivoy Asaneris. So it also has two. The Avagav the Hochatre, Vahochatre, oh, I have the same quandary that I had before, two against two. Mechaper will be Odif. Because after all, the Dama Tamid is a Mechaper. Masha Einkein, when you're talking about that Tavas Chomish, there's no Kapor involved. And therefore, says Rapapa to Abaye, do it this way instead of your way. Answers Abaye, Imkein Afsuki B'mai Mifsikis Lehu. Then I'm going to have a major problem. Because if you're taking the Dama Tamid and you're preceding them online, you're pushing them up one online before the Atovas Chomish Neiros, what's going to be between the Atovas Chomish Neiros and the Atovas Shtei Neiros? Nada. Nothing.
Okay, what do you mean? According to Rabbanan, you have the Akhtaris Akhtaris.
Are we talking according to Rabbanan? We're talking
according to Abishol.
Why does Abishol learn that Akhtaris is later on and not in between? We have this in the Moran Daf Tezvav. You remember it. The Moran said, because it's in the Pasik, Beitivoy es haneirois. What's the next word? Yakti rena. So what comes first? The Hatovas HaMenoira or the being Makta Victorious?
Okay.
It's Hatovas HaMenoira. So you're asking, let's go and push in the Haktoir. Chas Yisholm, according to Abishol, the Pasik says Beferish that the Hatovas HaMenoira has to take place before the Haktoirs. So your eight of putting the Ktoiris in between, it's very convenient, mechanically, and that would work beautifully.
And since
our whole Gemara, as we started off, goes according to Abishol, Abishol says, I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
Don't even think about putting the Ktoiris in between the two. So I'm stuck now with nothing in between. So now you're going to say, no, there'll be nothing in between. Reish Lakish, that wouldn't be a problem. The Omalam Meitim, Mechoiz Meitim. What's the reason why we do first five? And then two, kedei lahargish kol azora kula. Then chop it. What means kedei lahargish kol azora kula? We had this already before in the Gemara. Right. That we want, why did they do four separate paisais? Why didn't they do just one pais altogether? So the Gemara said, because it says in the Pasik, what's the lashon of Pasik? The beis alikim nahalech berogesh. Berogesh means it should be busy, it should be excitement, exuberance, it should be labedik, it should sort of kochen, the fire in a flock fire. Everybody should be running and coming and going. And up, 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 up. That's why they do four paises. Here too, the reason why they do hatova twice is the koyin goes into the heichel, comes out of the heichel, does something in between, either dama tamid according to Abishol, the ktoiris according to the Rabbanon, but nevertheless something happens. Oh, why is the coin going in again now? Again, wow, I can't believe it. Again, in and out and in. Oh. So it makes a ganze fuss. Get the hagish kol azora kulashah. And therefore what the Gemara is saying is, says Rashi, according to Reish Lakish, even if there is no separate avoid in between, fine, let the Kohen first go be mate of the Chamish Neiris, then he's going to go downstairs into the Azara, he's going to take out a Tillim and say Tillim for a couple of minutes, or he's going to review the Daf for a couple of minutes, and then he's going to go back in and be, hey, why is Kohen, he just came out, well, why is he going back in, what's going on? Oh, to be mate of the other Neiris, ah! So he'll be margish the Azara, even if there is no in-between interruption by another Avoid. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that this is based on lahargish, to go and make a lot of regish, a lot of feel, a lot of sentiment, a lot of excitement in the Beis Hamikdash, but it's of course the pasuk says babayker babayker, and the babayker babayker tells you chelkei lishnei bekarim, split up the hatovas habenoyre into two parts, one babayker and another babayker, and therefore says Rashi, to go and split up into two parts, implicit, and that means that you have to have an avoid the interrupting in between. Maybe there won't be any avoid. And therefore, says Gemara, that's why your proposal at Rapapa falls flat on its face. The Svara that you wanted to make, this is three, and this is two, and this is before, and this is that, all of that is beautiful. But then we're going to be left with a situation of five, and then two. There has to be an avoid in between. And as Barry correctly pointed out, you cannot have the Ketoris in between, because Avishol says, Beitivis and Eris Yaktirana, that Tova has to come before the Ketoris. The Ketoris has to come all the way at the end. So that Eitz of the Rabbanan doesn't help. So what we're going to do, the Damatamit, you're taking the Damatamit, you're extricating it, you're putting it in the front of the line. No good. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why we are left with a bias pshat, and not with Rav Papa's pshat.
What about all these other Bokurim? Do we say Kalkei Lishnei Bokurim?
Yeah.
I mean that we have to... Do we say that you have to have
something? Yeah. Here we're saying Boker means we split it. Shai's right.
Yeah.
We split it into two episodes.
Yeah.
And otherwise, say, oh, but Boker, we can throw the one onto here and give it a point, and onto here, give it a point.
So what you're really doing is, what the Gemara is telling us is that none of these were Bokers.
I'm sorry, it's
okay, no problem. The music is beautiful.
Could you please try in the future to use Karbach Nidum?
It's so abstract. I can't even find the melody.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. This is the interruption between the five Neiris and the two Neiris. If we don't have an Avoida, then we have some melody, some music.
Oh, Kohanim, please turn off your cell phones when you're doing the Avoida.
Exactly. Anyway, so the point of this...
Where would they even wear their cell phones?
Brother Shai, the Teretz Yerkashi, who Moisev, who Mafarik, you asked the question, you were answering the question together with Barry. What the Gemara is telling us is each Baboika that's written in the Torah has significance. What significance does each one have? Abaye says, since we don't need the two Baboikas for the Gziri Yitzim, we split them down the middle. We throw one here, we throw one there. Here, the two baboikas that we have by the Tovas and Eros, we also split them. How do we split them? We split them a little bit differently. We say one baboika tells you to go and do first five, and the other baboika says you go and do another two.
So and you have something in between.
And something in between. So that was the Gemara's kasha. According to you, Rav Papa, you're not going to have anything in between, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, that's why you have to have the Tamid in between the Shechita and the Zrika of the Tamid. Why are you telling me the babayka babayka of the eitzim is ibarik? Don't we need the babayka babayka to tell us it's early? It's not just early in the morning. Early in the morning. And that's why it goes before the marach shnei shel k'toyres. So don't we need it legufei instead of saying I throw one here and throw one there? You must have forgotten what we said about a half an hour ago in the Omer Aleph. And that is that I know that there is a Merach HaShnei Yishok Tayyus by the fact that it says, Aleha. So I don't need the two Baboikas to tell you, do this first and do that second. The reason why you do this first is because although the Tayyus, the Merach HaShnei, is already there, but Aleha, put it here, and put the Gzir Yitzim here and not there. So I don't need the Baboika for that. That's why I'm able to split it up, throw one here, throw one there. Frank Timara, the kasha that everybody asked before, and that is, what's up is 5 and 2, and why not 6 and 1, and why not 4 and 3? Ma'ishno di over atov is chomish neir ispiration, naver atov is shtey neir ispiration, maybe switch it around, do 2 and 5. Every more kima di aschel behu, avinna ruba. Since the Torah doesn't tell us exactly how to split it up, the Torah just says, "Boyke, split it up." So since you're already in the middle of doing that boyke, and there is no 50-50 over here because there's seven neiros, so do the roiv. In other words, do most of the mitzvah now because mitzvah boyke liodchal tach mitzvah. Do it.
In my fear, no mitzvahs.
Fine. Pray the moment I'm a let's go and do six out of seven. You want to do as much as possible. The Torah was machalik. Boyke. Fine. So do six and one. Since it says Beitiva es haneirois, veineirois pchusois mishtaim. You always have to have a minimum by hatova of two. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilich and Yontif.
Oh my!
See you Sunday morning 8:10 on the Zoom. 8:10 on the Zoom. 7 o'clock here in Bismarck. Yeah. Okay, so get back to more on the Krobe, Tivis, and Nezak. You always have to have two. Okay, so that's why we have five and two. Why don't we do four and three? That would work too. So that's based on the Gemara that we said. Once you're doing the mitzvah, you want to do as much of the mitzvah as possible. You don't want to be maver on the mitzvahs. You don't want to be doche in the mitzvah. You're in the middle of a tovus neirois. Do the maximum that you can. You can't do more than five.
Because
you have to have two remaining. But don't do four, don't do three. Do the maximum that you can to show the chavivis and mitzvah, to show that you're involved. Mitzvah, you're in the middle. Finish as much as you can. Right, but Tovish Teineris condemns the Ktoitis. Tovish Teineris comes before the Ktoitis, the Omar Kra, Mitzvah Teineris, Wadi Akhtirana. That's the drasha that we spoke about before. I think more brought already back on Daf Tetzvav. So what did the Rabbanan do with that? It's very clear. Hatava comes before Ktoris. You might have said over there that Tivas and Eris, when you're being the Neiris, you're being made to the Neiris, Yaktirana, the Ktoris was already cooking and the ocean of the Ktoris was already lifting. In other words, Yaktirana, that it already was happening, was already in the middle. So when, during the Yaktirana, be made to the Neiris. By the Ktoris goes before Eivar. The Sanya, Yuktim Dovash Nema Boyker, the Dovar Shalinema Boy Ella Boyker Echad Bel Vat. So this is the same as we had before. Here you're talking about the Hatovas HaMenoira. By Hatovas HaMenoira it says the Baboike Baboiker. And then you're talking about the Evorim. The Evorim, it only says Evorim is part of the Korbin Tomit Shoshachar. And the Tomit says it's a Kefis HaEchad Tasa Baboiker. So here you have the two Hatovas, the Lashon of the Pasuk is again Baboike Baboike Baitivas and Eris Yakti Rena. And that Baboike Baboike is both for the Hatovah as well as for the Ktoiris. You have the two. Here you only have one. Shoy, so two comes before one.
Didn't we add another boker? Didn't we credit the Talmud with an extra boker?
But we don't. Yeah, but then we also credited the two bokers who made it three. Same way we split it up.
True. So it's
three against two.
But we're counting now as two against one. That's my question.
Because the Gemara doesn't have to go into it. Before, the Gemara had to go into it because we're saying, what about the next one? So this is three and two, this is two and one. Yeah. Here you don't need it. The mincha, the sanya. Now, this mincha that we're talking about is the mincha that comes together with the carbon tamish shachar. The mincha is the sachem. The sanya. Min actually yedover kodem the tamish shachar. How do we know tamish shachar is the first thing? Tam alayim v'arach aleho hu oila. The hu oila is written with a capital hey. Not in the Torah, but that's how the Gemara is darshaning. So it's not just a mini hey; it's a capital hey. As was. Oila means that of all the karbanos, the oila has to come first, and therefore it precedes the mincha. The mincha has to come after the oila. Now you're probably saying to yourself, the whole mincha sachem is really just an adjunct for the karban oila. Right. The logic is that the oila should come first anyway.
It's the ikar.
Exactly. In fact, the top toises already addresses it slightly. That this comes first. 100%. But what the Gemara is telling us is, after all, the essence of every single carbon is the Zrika Sadam. So therefore, you could have had the Zrika Sa'oila. I already did the oila. So maybe I don't have to wait for it. Let's say there's a dilly-dally, there's a delay in the basement B'chaim. Why is there a delay? Because in many Kabbalists and the Kahan, the Mafshit and the Nituach people are not finished yet. So maybe I can put the Mincha in the meantime, not to waste any time, put the Mincha, and then I'll bring over the Eivar. No. It's always got to be Hu Oila, and the Oila means the Gansa Oila, so that's got to be the first thing on the Mizbeach, and you cannot go and put the Mincha first. Okay, so now after the Mincha, we have Mincha Lachavitim. How do I know that right after the mincha you have chavitin? So Timura, because it says oila u'mincha. So what's the raya from that? Because the chavitin are also ashtikl mincha. So therefore, when you're putting on the mincha, That's going to be the next shtickle Gemara. Here it says in the pasuk, Oyle u'mincha zevach u'nesachim dvar yoim b'yoimai. If you look at number 2 of the Torah Ora Shalem, Eile mi'ad Hashem shetikro isa mikori kere rakir ish l'Hashem, Oyle u'mincha zevach u'nesachim dvar yoim b'yoim. So says the Gemara, why after the Oyle comes the mincha, and after the mincha comes the chavitin? Maybe the chavitin should come between the Oyle and the mincha. Who says that the chavitin should come after the mincha? So the Gemara will tell you why. Because it says Oyle u'mincha, so it's a package deal. Oyle, immediately mincha, don't separate it with the chavitin. Well, what do you do after the mincha? So I would normally think you do the nisach hayayin, do the nisach. Right. No. The chavitin comes in between. Chavitin comes before nisachim.
What is chavitin?
Chavitin is a special korban that the Kohen Gadol brought every single day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And that korban was made out of flour, and it was a form of korban mincha. However, it had a couple of different preparations. It wasn't just fried or just baked. It was a combination of frying and baking. And in fact, back in Masechta Shkolim, there was a machloikis. Did the frying come first and the baking second, or the baking came first and the frying came second? It's similar to bagels in a sense, that the bagels are fried, or deep fried, whatever, and presumably also put them into the oven. I don't know. I'm not a bagel baker, but I'm told. So anyway, so there was a combination of deep frying and in baking in the oven, one after the other. That was how they did the chavitin as well. So our Gemara tells us that the chavitin followed right after the mincha, before the nesachim. Why, says the Gemara? Because shum mincha. The word shum is like the word shame. Shame means the name. This chavitin also has the name mincha. So since it says in the pasuk, oyle u'mincha, so this is swept along together with the mincha nesachim. You bring the oyle, you bring the mincha, and you have the secondary mincha called the chavitin, also on the Mizbech, and now you do the Nesachim. And the Gemara continues on, Nesachim comes before the Musafim. What's the reason for that? Because it says in the Pasuk, the same Pasuk that we quoted before, Oyle u'mincha, Zevach u'Nesachim, that when you finish your Karban, then you do the Nesachim. Musaf is a brand new Karban, that's something later on. But first, after you finish the Zevach, your Karban Oyle, with your Mincha and your Chavitim, then Nesachim goes immediately. And then you have a musafin goes before the bezichin. Bezichin of the shtu, bezichin levoina, that you had every single Shabbos to be matir the lechem upon. I have a braisa that says just the opposite, that the bezichin koidum musafin, a machloikis, whether or not, or a stira, whether musafin come before bezichin, or bezichin come before musafin. Says, it's not a stira tanoi, it's a machloikis tanoim. Who are the machloikis tanoim? So Rashi says, you look it up in Mi'at Shem, when you, next time you're learning Maseches Psachim, and you'll see another 6-7 years, and you'll see it's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, which comes first, the Musaf or the Bezichin. Fine. Omer Rabbi, Mestabrik Mandiyom Musafin Koin Mazichin. I think that the Mandiyom that says Musafin Koin Mazichin, that's the better Svara, the better approach.
Obviously, he's leaving the Abishol, that's the sequence, right?
But the question is, which one comes first, okay, the chicken or the egg? Right. So Abai is probably using this to prove what he said in the name of Abishol. Anyway, Omer Rabbi, Mestabrik Mandiyom Musafin Koin Mazichin. Why is that more Mestabrik? La mi amres baboike baboike lahaktim. Lahaktim. What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means to say is, whenever it says b'boiker, boiker twice, that means 10 boikroi l'boiker, make it a little bit earlier than the morning. So here it says, by the lechem upon him, twice. B'yoim ha-shabbos, b'yoim ha-shabbos. It's number 3 in our Torah or Shalem. B'yoim ha-shabbos, b'yoim ha-shabbos, yarchenu lefnei Hashem tamid, meis b'nei Yisrael b'risayim. So this b'yoim ha-shabbos is referring to the shnei b'zich ha-levoina, as well as the arichas ha-lechem upon him on the shulchan. Now, because of the fact that it says b'yoim, b'yoim twice, just like b'boiker, b'boiker gives that sense to make it a little earlier, b'yoim, b'yoim gives the sense to make it a little bit later. So in other words, I'm going to do it today. When am I going to do it today? I'm going to do it today. Oh, so Mislushbeta, a little bit later. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it's more mistaber to say that the Musaf comes first. Because the Bezich and the Torah especially says, B'yir Mishabbos twice, to say, a drop later. Okay, so Musaf will go first in the meantime. Because Gomra Chuka Chuka Mei Chavitin. He learns Chuka Chuka. Now what are the Chuka Chuka? Here we have 4 and 5. V'akoyna Mashiach tach mi banav yasa oisa chok oylem l'ashem kolil toktar chok oylem l'ashen chuka. This is talking about the chavitin. Kolil toktar, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. And then you have number five. V'ois laharn ulvana v'achalu v'mokam kodosh ki kodosh kodosh abuloi me'ishe Hashem chok oylem. Oh, you have the right to go and eat now the lechem upon him because you were makriv or maktir the matir. That's shnei bezicha levoina. And here also says chok oylem. Oh, chuka chuka. And therefore, just like the chavitin come before the musafim, that's why the bezichin also come before the musafim. Why don't we learn everything from there? What do you mean everything from there? Why don't we just say like the chavitin come before the nisachim? So maybe I should say chuka chuka, that the shnei bezichin levoina should also come before the nisachim. But everybody agrees that the bezichin levoina either come before or after the musaf, but they certainly succeed the nisachim. Even though the chuka chuka tells me put it earlier on the line, so just like chavitin come pre musaf, so too the bezichin come pre musaf. But to go and push it all the way up the line to have it in front of nisachim, to shanish, because BMBM says le'achem, make it a little bit later, and that's why we have it later on. And with this, we've concluded today's daf by saying yes.
We have one question. We have a limud when we learn gemara pesachim that you don't know, assume men are boker, you don't leave over any korban pesach till the morning, and then you boker to shofar, you burn it.
Come there, boker sheni.
Right, it's boker sheni. So there, boker is doing the opposite. There, boker when it's saying you don't burn it that very morning, yontif morning, and the shofar and kachin biyontif.
Yeah, but it doesn't have boker twice, one in a row. It says, so the first boiker tells you, don't leave any of the carbon over until the morning of Yom Tov morning, but don't go and burn it at this time either. Why does it have to add boiker the second time? Just to go and add a second boiker to the next morning. But that's because the two boikers are written separately. Here you're talking about baboike, beitiva seneris yakti rana, or vira la koin eitzim baboike. That baboike gives you the sense of
immediacy.
And even more than immediacy.
And earlier. And
do it immediately, priority, if not sooner.
A priority.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good.
What is the translation of